Morning mist. I mend my pace to scroll slowly across the pavement's page. Botcherby blinks on the brink of sleep. Portland Square winds a tail below my knee, and by the city centre, Carlisle stretches into the day like paint running into paint. The birds forget themselves and sing to sirens. Love songs, arms spread to alarms, red and flashing at dawn. Carlisle, you dirty stop out up all night while I've slept and dreamt, though nought stranger than this. They call it radio. A ghost in the morning, bodiless gobs, long dead reavers and the travel. The works continue in Penrith. The sport. Does Francois Zocco listen to this? Who knows? From the studio, it seems our voices are in conversation with themselves. Four padded walls, a slit window, something like a peel tower where the news winters, where hangovers are nursed next to the wireless, where rush hour stops to listen to a poem, where the slow day gathers like the gulls. Hey up, it's Tony Robinson off Time Team. Cumbria's travelling in style with the stars, clearing the eyes of Clark past Plumpton onto Penrith, where the works continue. Digging the roads, archaeology of the map, archaeology of the mouth, close against the microphone. I'm considering selling my kidney when Ian Timms interrupts me and demands poetry, but I've had one too many black coffees and can barely think, let alone hold my pen. Would it be enough to say, how do Carlisle? How do Cumwitten? How do Brampton? How do New Biggin? Rennick, Croglin, Great Corby, Scotby, Appleby, Workington? How do? And morning, Penrith, where the works continue.